Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And on this Friday, Alan, more shuffling going on at the White House. We now learn that Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster is out as National Security Advisor. His replacement, John Bolton, hardline ex-ambassador to the U.N.
Well, Bolton is a very controversial person. He is, as you just said, a hardliner. He is, for example, a big hawk and a guy who, as a conservative commentator, has talked about the need, get this, David, for preemptive strikes on North Korea. Now, this is a president who a lot of people are really, really concerned about in terms of his emotional well-being, and we worry maybe about to wag the dog in order to get himself out from under the mess he has created for himself. So the Bolton nomination is extraordinarily difficult, and for many of us, it is one more point on the trajectory that Trump is following as the circle around him by Mueller and others gets tighter and tighter.
Before we learned that news, we heard about the president's lawyer, John Dowd, who has decided to leave the administration because the president hasn't taken his advice. Things like, do not under any circumstances sit down for an interview with the special counsel, Robert Mueller.
Well, David, that's an interesting one because on the one hand, Trump really is so enamored with his own abilities that he wants to sit down, allegedly, with the special prosecutor. And we don't have any idea what the special prosecutor has. But the one thing that we know from Trump's negotiations with others when he was in business is that there really were no limits. He would agree to things and then disagree about them. We have seen all of this in the presidency, and we know what his business successes were. He left people in many ways holding the bag for him. And that is what we are seeing as a president. He says one thing and he does another. When you have a stable lawyer, the lawyer sits down with you and said, this is what you should do. And you can say, baloney, I'm not going to do that because it just gives comfort to my enemies and I'm just going to do what I want to do. And the lawyer leaves saying, by the way, that he loves Donald Trump.
Staying with the president, he said yesterday he would impose about $60 billion worth of annual tariffs on Chinese imports to punish China for what Trump says is a pattern of co-opting American technology and trade secrets and robbing companies of jobs and billions of dollars in revenue, Alan, but at the same time lifting some of those tariffs for allies.
Well, the market took such a dive yesterday, and they saw it coming, that they knew they had to do something about the steel and aluminum tariffs, so they took those off. Nevertheless, the market took a precipitous drop. So what's really going on here? Yes, the Chinese are certainly not reputable people when it comes to our intellectual property. We've known that for years. There are many people in the United States under both administrations, Obama and Trump, who say that this is really awful. On the other hand, there's a certain stability to the patterns of trading between the United States and China. And what's worrying so many people who are investing in the market or not investing at this stage is that all of that stability is going to be out the window as a trade war develops. And that will be on Trump. China is a huge trading partner, and other than the United States, is the top potential trader in the world for so many. And the whole world sees this as a very, very risky venture.
Shocking, tongue-in-cheek. Congress okays $1.3 trillion budget, averting another shutdown.
Well, yeah, it's getting boring after a while. Here's the thing. Everything is in that budget that the conservative Republicans didn't like. They got their money for the defense establishment. Yes, they got that. They got some money for a wall, although not everything that they wanted or needed or that the president wanted or needed. But on the other hand, places like Planned Parenthood are back in the budget, despite the fact that so many Republicans wanted it out. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting, Barney, you name it, they're all in there. And the chairman of the Appropriations Committee said we have to save the president from himself. That's quite a statement.
Finally, Alan, reading from Liz Benjamin in the State Politics blog. Cynthia Nixon has already raked in more small dollar contributions in one day than her rival Governor Andrew Cuomo did in 7 years, the star actress's campaign announced.
Well, that's right. Here's Bernieism, if there ever was. We all know that the $31 million Cuomo has raised from fat cats, frankly, from LLCs, from people of great wealth who give him money. And here we have Cynthia Nixon coming up. She's a populist. And remember that many people consider her a stalking horse for the mayor, even though they deny it, Mayor de Blasio, who has his own political and ethical problems right now. But there she is, and a lot of people are giving her just a little bit of money, and that has got to scare the hell out of the governor.
Our political observer, Alan Chartung, joining us. Alan, listeners, have a great weekend. Maybe spring will be coming sooner than we think.
It will, David. It will. I know it will.